Show. We have now moved locations, as you can obviously see. We are not outside at the moment. We are in the Balearic Yacht Show booth. So if you are heading down and you're in Mallorca and you want to head down to the Palma Boat Show, please do pop into the Balearic Yacht Show stand and say hello and see what we've got going on. I have a guest with me right now, and this is Joaquin. He had to spell it phonetically for me because, it's one of those names. And he's from Sotheby's. So tell me, what is that? I mean, in a day and age when we are all really interested in the environment and sustainability, give me an overview of what it is that you folks do.
Okay, thanks very much for the invitation. Sotheby's is the Balearic Islands Coastal Observing and Forecasting System. It's a research infrastructure. It's a public entity. We respond to science and society needs. And how we do that is through new, novel ocean observations, multi-platform ocean observations. What you have to think is that the ocean is very similar to the atmosphere. In the same way that in the atmosphere we have fronts, anticyclones that govern the ocean, the weather, our weather, and affect our life, we have exactly the same in the ocean. We have anticyclones, cyclones, and fronts. And what we are doing at SOCIB is to monitor, to observe those this oceanic weather and do the forecast. In the same way that there's an atmospheric weather, there's an ocean weather, that's what we are doing ourselves.
You know, that's really interesting because, I guess most people don't actually, most of the listeners out there, I'm sure that you probably, or viewers, probably didn't realize that there is a weather system under the water. Now, what do you use? I mean, I saw that you have a book at your stand as well. What is in that book?
Well, what we have in the book, what you have is the description of the different multi-platform observing systems. We have, we start, for example, with moorings, with buoys that are moored in specific areas. We have one mooring in the Ibiza Channel, which is a biodiversity hotspot here in the Mediterranean, and a very important area where the Atlantic and Mediterranean waters converge and meet. It's an area, it's a preferential area of exchange and of very big relevance in terms of jellyfish or in terms of bluefin tuna and different species. And so what we do is we combine different observing systems, like the moorings, like drifters that are evolving with the current, like drones, ocean drones, autonomous atmospheric, autonomous oceanic drones that evolve that we have in the Balearic Sea. They go from waypoint to waypoint and they measure like
and
this,
you're
one.
Holding
yeah,
one,
like this
there.
One, but in big. And so what we do is we integrate all those elements and we received all the data, physical and biogeochemical data. With those data, what we do is we feed the numerical models. And that's how we are able to characterize the ocean state and the variability. We're able to tell you online, you can look at that at our SOCIB website. You can see the characterization of ocean state today and the forecast for the next day. All this is very useful, for example, in terms of water quality, in terms of predicting oil spills direction. Knowing the direction of the currents is essential in terms of search and rescue operators. And we have agreements with the search and rescue Spanish operators, but we are also working in European projects with the Copernicus Marine System. We're in a big European project like EuroSea, which is a new challenge towards the European ocean observing system. And so it's really a multinational effort that we're doing in terms of these new ocean observations responding to science. Major science element is climate. Climate change is certainly one of the clear drivers today, but not only science drivers, but also responding to society needs, like I was mentioning, water quality or sea level rise and impact in beaches.
Well, when we're talking about the environment, what does your research help us do toward looking towards the future? What purpose will this serve in helping for the future?
Okay, basically it's it's helping to make the right decisions. One of our elements certainly is to have our science being really, from our science what we try is to develop specific tools for decision support. Actually very recently we have developed a tool, for example, that's on the web that allows us and allows everybody to look, for example, at heat waves, for example. when did we have heat waves in the past, and the forecast for the next coming days, etc. So what we try to do is tools for decision support in order for politicians and decision makers to make hopefully the right decisions and advance all of us towards more science-based management of the ocean and the coast.
Well, and you have those books here today, but there's also a website that they can go to if they're not actually physically here?
Yeah, everything is on our website, and I invite you and everybody to have a look there. It's socib.eu or .es, and all the information is there. The recent book that you were also mentioning is a specific book also on the carrying capacity of the number of yachts that the environment and the colors and the different places in the Balearic Islands can really fit. We did a detailed analysis of the area, the sand areas, to more safely and the right distance between ships in order so to be able to be sure of the social benefit and the quality of the pleasure boats. And so there's a specific book, yes, very recent, on the carrying capacity, on the physical carrying capacity of the Balearic Islands. That is very timely and very much aligned with the Balearic Yacht Show, of course.
Well, if people are actually in Mallorca, how can they find you? Where exactly are you situated in the Palma Boat Show?
We are in the in the show. We are in the virtual. We have offices which are in the park bit, in the technological park, close to the university. And our labs at our IMEDEA, which is the joint research center between the research center in Spain and the local university, the Balearic Islands University. So right now we are spread in different locations. What we are looking forward is now our new destination, which is going to be here in the harbor, 100 meters from where we are. Where we are going to be starting, it has been already presented, but I think it's great to all be also able to mention this here. We're going to have a new building specifically dedicated for SOCIB, 3,500 meters in the next 2 years, and construction is going to start almost immediately.
Well, that is exciting news for sure. You must be very proud.
That's very exciting, and we are very proud and very, very, very happy and very grateful to all the organizations that have made this possible.
Well, congratulations. Look, we're going to have to cut this now because, well, of course, it's hot. Right. You know what? If you're coming down to the physical show here in Mallorca, it is hot. So don't think to wear anything like I'm wearing, because I'm telling you now, you're going to be...
It's hot.
It is. Right, I want to say thank you very much to Joaquin from SOCIB. If you're looking for the website, it is www.socib.es. Check that out, and as well, come down. They are at the Palma Boat Show, and they also have a virtual stand at the Balearic Yacht Show. We're going to be back to you on the aft deck of the Moonraker at 1400 CET, so please do join us. Remember, social distancing, very important. Once again, we are far enough apart that we can be without masks for now, but make sure you have your masks and make sure you observe social distancing. Thank you very much, and we'll see you soon. This has been Rhea for the Balearic Yacht Show.